So let's Bill, and Bill, you're a respected legislator. You've been there a long time. Governor, you're the governor of the state. So can we move off all this controversy? We have a drug crisis here. We have, according to the newspaper, which I know may or may not be true, but according to the newspaper, 50% more people have died from drug overdoses this year than they did last year. Can we figure out a way to bring everybody together to at least agree that drug addiction is bad, that the drugs that are illegal are poison, and that we need to stop it? Can we do that?
Well, I mean, there's no way, I think everyone agrees, there's no way we can even deviate in the slightest from that issue or any other major issue. And we have to stay focused on those. These other things come in. I mean, this happens from year to year, time to time, and we have to deal with those. But that really is a distraction. It's very important that we get this issue settled so that we can get back on track.
Yeah.
People are dying, and that's the bottom line. And it's frustrating to be caught up in a political season, Bill. And people are dying. And do you know what's the most frustrating to me? Is I lose sleep over it, and I get angry over it, but nobody else gets angry over it. And you know, this is the type of issue, in my life at least, I believe that this issue is an issue we should all be very angry about.
I agree.
Absolutely angry. To got to find a way to stop it. In fact, I will say this, and I'll commend the 6 New England governors, the other 5 New England governors, who's all agreed that we're going to get together and try to get the Justice Department to address this issue, because this is actually a federal, they're breaking federal laws. One, they're breaking IRS tax laws. They're breaking interstate commerce laws by bringing in drugs
right
across state lines. These are all federal issues, and I'm trying to get them to address it at a federal level, at a much greater detail. We need to put more resources at the federal level on this problem, as well as every resource available in our state.
So there are 2 thoughts here on how to address this. Number one is we turn the water faucet off at the border. And we know that's an almost impossible task, but
yes,
that would deal with the supply issue. But another way that you deal with the supply issue is you diminish the demand so that the prosperity from the demand is no longer there. How do we diminish the demand? We're not going to end the demand. There are always going to be people who do things like this that shouldn't do it. But how do we collectively work together, Republican, Democrat, gay, straight, black, white, green, yellow, any other ethnicity, whatever, God's children, how do we get together and diminish the demand for drug addiction, for drug illegal drugs in this state, so that it is not profitable to bring the supply here? How do we do that?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
You got to have some. I'll tell you, one of the things that I'm trying to do is get the U.S. attorney to take more cases and make it federal crime, because they have much more leverage and they can put people in a much more severe situation.
Well, we have 2 things, right? One is the treatment. We need to, we need to increase the treatment, but also increase the penalties for those people who are bringing it in. And I think that's where we get caught up in this argument about which is more important, treatment or penalties and prosecution. And I tend to think they're both very, very important.
Equal.
I think I add even a 3rd one. I think you got to add education.
Absolutely.
Right, there you go.
Yeah, it's a 3-pronged stool.
Yep.
So
yeah.
if Bill, you're a Democrat, governor, I should say senator, forgive me if I'm going to call him governor. Senator, you're a Democrat. Governor, you're a Republican. Me, I'm a jackass. But we all 3 agree, which means we can come together, that education, prevention, and enforcement are equally
absolutely important.
Absolutely. So how do we get everybody else to agree to this so we can get something done?
I don't know. We tried. We asked to elevate possession to allow us to, in our toolbox, allow us to threaten a felony on a person in the hopes of getting him into treatment. But they said no. So what is happening right now? And Bill, you can verify this with
Governor. Let me stop you right there. I want to interject here. Leanne Sutton, the Assistant Attorney General for the state of Maine, assigned to Cumberland County to deal with drug cases, said in her seat where Bill is sitting that the legislature will not give her the sledgehammer she needs. We have it on tape to hold a felony over somebody's head if they won't go into treatment.
We had a chance to do that with legislation, and some of us voted for it, some of us didn't. And I think not enough voted for it.
That is correct. And it's a vital piece to the equation, because, you know, if you slap them on the hand, they'll just go home and look for the next fix. If they're facing a felony, it's the rest of their lives, and you're bringing up a real reality to them, because heroin could shorten their lives.
Right.
And that's why it's important to have the sledgehammer. Mm-hmm. We're trying to save their lives. This week alone, I haven't read the story yet because I've been on the road, but I hear that a woman passed with eight shots of Narcan, and she left a young woman, a daughter, behind.
Wow.
That's pretty sad stuff. This is the kind of stuff I have to read reports on and call the. In many cases, they end up at DHHS, and we got to take children in and become wards of the state. This is the issue. We have to find ways to keep people alive, and sometimes it's tough love.
I agree. Governor, one last question here. I just want to clarify it. You're not going to resign, correct? You're not going to resign, correct?
I'm not saying that at this point.
You're not going to resign, correct? You can go ahead and say it here. You can tell me. I swear, just be true.
I will say that I am re-energized, and today I'm going to talk to Gatine, and I'm just going to take it slow right now and decide what we're going to do. My daughter is very, very strong, and then I move forward. My wife is saying, I think we got to finish this, so the likelihood is I'm going to finish. But, you know, Ray, I'm deep down in my heart, I need to do some more talking to some more people.
You got a lot of support in Maine. We were overwhelmed here yesterday by the emails and text messages. I'd be happy to share them with you. And I'll offer this. Next time you get really angry at somebody, you've got my phone number. Call me and yell at me. I won't be offended.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And I've had many, many offers. I mean, Chris Christie called me yesterday and said, "What the hell are you doing?"
Wait a minute here. Think about that for a moment. Chris Christie asked you that question?
Yeah, we had a long chat yesterday, and I had a chat with Rick Scott in Florida, and I went out to Seals Harbor last night and had some people there that I look up to that we had a long chat. And the issue is this. Can I be candid to you for a minute?
Yes, absolutely. We want that.
One of the things that is heartbreaking to me, and one of the things that's in my claw that it just hasn't left, is in the 16-17 budget, we eliminated the wait list. And then Drew Gatine and other Democrats, I mean, you know, the committee voted to reinstate it. And 2 years later, or a year, year and a half later, we still have 3,000 people on a wait list that have earned and have the services. Their services are right there. They've earned it. They qualify. But we have not put the money to pay for the services. And I did ask the speaker to come in because we were going to have a surplus. I asked him to come in and give us the money to call himself in, because he told me, if I called them in, they were going to come in and just adjourn. I said, well, why don't you call yourselves in and come in and give me some money to take care of them? And he said, I am out of there. I'm not going back.
All right. Well, so today you've got a chance to ask Drew. Don't get mad at him. He's not a bad guy. I mean, he plays politics, but he's not a bad guy. I know him. You got a chance to ask him today.
Politics is bad stuff.
Well, I realize that, but he's not a bad guy. I know him personally. I've known him a long time. So just ask him, but don't get mad at him. Whatever he tells you, at least you'll know what his truth is.
Yeah.
So we have to go. Governor, very much appreciate you being on this morning and in light of all this controversy. And let's just all find a way to move forward together.
I agree. It's really hard to see people dying every week.
It is. Governor Paul LePage of the great state of Maine, thanks for being with us.
Right on.
Yep, see you, Governor.
We're going to join Local News in Progress. It is. I'm sorry. What are you saying? I can't hear. Keep talking. Bill, let's keep talking. Debbie says we ran late, folks.
We pushed her straight to the edge.
Yeah, I know. And she has that whip out. But, you know, I felt it was important to do this. This is an important moment in Maine in Maine's history.
The question you asked about race and color was really a good one, because it really doesn't matter.
Right.
And he
knows that, which is why I was sort of confused as to why it kept coming up. We've talked about it privately. Now we've talked about it publicly. Connor Richardson is joining us live from Russia next. It is 8:03.